Hockey sought clearance for arms for North. A telephone call about a cargo due at Dublin Airport was of paramount importance in the case, Mr. Justice O'Keefe was told at the opening of the arms trial in the Four Courts Dublin yesterday. It would undoubtedly be established conclusively that the cargo consisted of 500 pistols and about 180,000 rounds of ammunition, prosecuting counsel said. The call, he said, was made on April 18th last by the then Minister for Finance, Mr. Charles Hockey, to Mr. Peter Berry, Secretary to the Department of Justice. The telephone call was almost the final act in a conspiracy involving Hockey and the other accused men in the case under which they jointly and unlawfully agreed to import arms and ammunition into the country. Hockey asked Mr. Berry if he was aware of a certain cargo that was due to arrive at the airport on the following Sunday. Mr. Berry replied that he was. Hockey then asked him if the cargo would be let through, if a guarantee was given that it could go directly to the North. Mr. Berry said no. Mr. Hockey then said, "I think that is a bad decision." When told that the cargo would be grabbed, Mr. Hockey allegedly said, "I'd better call it off." With Hockey, the other three accused are Albert Loix, a Belgian businessman, James Kelly, a former Irish Army intelligence officer, and John Kelly, a native of Belfast. Counsel said that Captain Kelly went on holiday to Northern Ireland in August 1969. It seemed Kelly told Colonel Heffernan, his superior, that he was greatly moved by the events there, and he felt a certain sympathy for a section of the population that was under attack. Kelly told Colonel Heffernan that as early as mid-January 1970, a number of defence committees in the North had asked him for help in the purchase of arms for their defence at hearing. Bradford seeking new jobs. NI Minister of Commerce, Mr. Roy Bradford leaves this weekend on an industrial promotion tour of Europe in a major bid to solve the unemployment problem here. During the next 2 weeks, he will be meeting with industrialists, businessmen and financiers in Sweden, Luxembourg, Belgium, Holland and Germany. Germany already has 8 factories in NI.